The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention made three big points on Thursday about a microorganism at the U.S. National Whitewater Center that's likely linked to a woman's death. Two of the points weren't surprising, and the third suggests how the Whitewater Center can reduce the organism's presence. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
The microorganism is best known as the brain-eating amoeba, but it's actually quite common in warm bodies of water like lakes or rivers. That gets us to the first point. The CDC has confirmed it was in the Whitewater Channel.
We're not surprised that it turned up there.
That's Dr. Jennifer Cope of the CDC. She says epidemiologists found higher levels than what they normally see in natural bodies of water, but she offered this context.
Typically, we think of it as being in natural waters, and the Whitewater Center has posed a kind of unique scenario here where it has features of natural environment, but it is clearly, you know, a man-made environment.
Roughly speaking, the Whitewater Center is in between a swimming pool and a churning river. That leads to the second point that's not surprising. Its treatment system is not adequate to kill the amoeba. The county medical director says it wasn't designed to be. The system uses UV radiation and chlorine to target bacteria that are the usual culprits in contaminated water. The amoeba does not fit that bill. It poses no risk if you drink it, and the CDC is one of very few places that can even test for it. Dr. Cope says a large man-made whitewater channel poses treatment challenges.
We're trying to gather experts from other fields, you know, from people who design water parks, where there's like these larger volumes of water that might need to be treated to potentially address the issue.
That gets to the third point. Dr. Cope says there are ways the Whitewater Center can make its water less conducive to the amoeba's growth. That includes making it colder because the amoeba likes heat and reducing algae and other things in the channel that can encourage the amoeba's growth. There's no estimate yet for when the Whitewater Channel will reopen. And once it does, Dr. Cope says the amoeba could get back in via storm runoff. But although the amoeba itself is ubiquitous, the brain infection that can result if water goes up your nose is incredibly rare. The county medical director puts it this way: there are far more people killed in boating accidents or drownings than by the amoeba. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.